go on working. It was far from Stradbally that he started life.
Yes, indeed. I have actually originated in Poland, particularly in the Carpathian Mountains. It was a very beautiful region, and there were always surrounded by large forests.
Did you live in a village or a town?
It was country, really. You can say it was more of a village, really, than a town. The communication at that time, it was mostly by bicycle. If you owned a bicycle,
yes. You belonged to the elite.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Your father, what did he do?
My father was involved in railways, actually, and we lived in this beautiful surrounding, and we had a family of there was four of us, four boys, and a mother and father.
The railways had a special significance in Poland, I think, had they?
Yes, they had, because that was the main sort of communication. At that time, when you saw a motor car, everybody more or less ran out to have a look at it, yes. Really. There were buses occasionally where you were able to travel from town to town, but cars were more or less unknown. I remember the first time I saw an aeroplane, and we all went to have a look at it to see what it was like, and very excited, obviously, as young boys.
Would have been in the around 1930s, would it?
Around about 1930s, yeah.
So your father would have been a man of substance.
Yes, he owned the property, and he also owned some land. I think he retired sort of at the age of roughly about 55, and he devoted his time to looking after his surroundings. We had a large garden, and also we had a sizable orchard, really. Of course, the fruit growing in that part of the world was very rewarding because you got some excellent crops, really, with a lot of heat and a lot
of
sunshine.
You got good summers, yes.
Yeah.
Well, just revert to your father. Was he a uniformed man?
Well, you see, in Poland, every government employee wore a uniform, and it was a prestige to have a uniform with so many
gold
stars, etc.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. And this would have been a remnant, really, of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Exactly. Well, that part of the Carpathians was an old Austro-Hungary, and the older people, often referred to Franz Josef, that it was better living under the Franz Josef regime than it was under Polish regime.
I see. Of course, old people always think the old times were best.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you grew up in this very rural setting. Is that what decided your future in life, in a way?
Yes, exactly. My brothers and I spent our youth, say, skiing in winter time and roaming the woods during the summer, hiking, looking for wild fruit, looking for mushrooms or anything else that you normally found in the woods. This is probably something that developed inside me, and I think this was the start of my forestry interests, really.
You had extensive forests around you, of course, at the Carpathian.
Absolutely. They were beautiful, beautiful forests.
Conifers.
They were pure conifers, and they were also mixtures of beech and silver fir.